Your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Joshua chapter 15. Joshua 15, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward, and it went out to the south side to Ma'alat Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkaah. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is, before the going up to Adumim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of En-Shemesh, and the goings out thereof were at En-Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of the Jebusite, the same is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kirjath Jearim. And the border compassed from Baalah westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Kesalon, on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about, according to their families. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir. And the name of Debir before was Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Aksa, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it. And he gave him Aksa, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel, and Eder and Jagur and Kina and Dimona and Adada and Kadesh and Hazor and Ithnan, Ziph and Telem, Baalot and Hazor, Hadata, and Kerioth, and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam, and Shema, and Molada, and Hazargada, and Heshmon, and Bethpalet, and Hazarshual, and Beersheba, and Bizjotha, Baala, and Ayim, and Azem, and El Tolad, and Kesil, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and Ayin, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtaol, and Zoreah, and Ashna, and Zanoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adullam, Soko, and Azekah, and Shariam, and Adithayim, and Gederah, and Gederothayim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenon, and Hadashah, and Migdalgad, and Dilean, and Mizpah, and Joktil, Lachish, and Bozkat, and Eglon, and Kabon, and Lahban, and Kithlish, and Gederoth, Bethdagon, and Naamah, and Makedah, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Jiphthah, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Kelah, and Akzib, and Mareshah, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with her towns and her villages. From Ekron even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with her towns and her villages. Gaza with her towns and her villages unto the river of Egypt and the great sea and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shamir, and Jatir, and Soko, and Dana, and Kirjath-Sana, which is Debir, and Anab, and Eshtemo, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, and Duma, and Eshean, and Janum, and Beth-Tapua, and Afeka, and Humta, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Juttah, and Jezreel, and Jokdeam, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halul, Bethzur, and Gedor, and Ma'aret, and Beth Anoth, and El Tekon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jaarim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, and Sekaka, and in Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and En Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, as not a native Hebrew speaker, I'm worn out. Not really. A lot of cities there. Why is that? Why are there so many cities mentioned here? You know, There are Bible atlases that you should get out when you read this chapter, 15th chapter of Joshua, and try to follow out the borders of the nation of Judah. It's this long rectangular thing that looks like this, with the Dead Sea on one side from the top to the bottom of the Dead Sea, and it goes all the way over to the Great Sea and all the way down to the River of Egypt and Gaza and all of that, and it goes as far north as the Dead Sea does. right at that uttermost part of the Jordan River where it enters into the Dead Sea, out of which nothing flows. So all of these cities are, and this inheritance that is spoken of pertaining to Judah is to draw our attention, the attention of the reader, to Judah as that royal son from whom King David will eventually come. We don't know that just yet, do we? But we know that up until this time, we have seen three sons of Jacob forfeit their inheritance through bad actions. Right? Reuben went up to his father's bed. Simeon and Levi used the sign of circumcision as a warlike device. What did Judah do? Well, Judah repented of his sin with Tamar. Said, "She is more righteous than I." Remember that. And so there was, even in Judah, although we might say that there was much by which Judah was defiled, still we do see something in Judah that we don't see in some of those other brethren. And so the Lord, even in that early day, was working in that tribe to bring forth the Lord Jesus Christ. So Judah's inheritance then is first mentioned in every bit of its border and all of its towns, because we're to focus on Judah, because from Judah shall Shiloh come, the lawgiver shall come out of Judah, as Jacob has already prophesied. Then there's one little vignette inside this inheritance there, and that has to do with one portion of Judah. And like I told you earlier today, I believe that Caleb is a kind of type with regard to Christ. We see that he seems ageless, right? But here we see something more than that. That his daughter comes to him and asks him for an advancement on the inheritance that he gave her, and he, as a magnanimous father, gives her more than that for which she asked. In other words, he is a gracious conqueror. Well, in that he is a type of Christ. He is a Judahite. As a Judahite, he is representing to us, even in this Old Testament shadowy form, a kind of the leadership, the rulership that Christ will have, that we just read about earlier in Psalm 68, that the Lord has gone up with a shout, leading captivity captive and bearing gifts for men. Caleb has gone up with a shout. He has led captivity captive, and he has gifts to give his daughter and son-in-law. We will hear about Othniel again. This is not the last time we hear about Othniel, as he will be one of the early judges in the book of Judges for the people of Israel. Son-in-law to Caleb of Jephunneh, the man who at 85 years of age went up and threw out three giants out of the land of the giants, his people working and following him there. All right, that's the end of the reading of Joshua chapter 15.